Chapter 16. For this reason, those impious men deserve to be chastised by similar animals, and were examined by torture by a swarm of insects. Rather than this chastisement, you benefited your people with a rare taste. You satisfied the craving of their appetite by providing quail for their food, in order that those impious others, when they craved food, should be turned from even the appetite of necessities, since the creatures you sent to plague them were so hideous. While your people, after a brief period of privation, even partook of a rare taste. For inexorable want had to come upon those who were tyrannizing. But these only needed to be shown how their enemies were being examined by torture. For even when the terrible fury of wild beasts came upon them, also when they were being utterly destroyed by bites of crooked serpents, your anger did not endure to the end. But as a warning, they were troubled for only a short time. Though they had a sign of salvation, to remind them of an instruction of your law. For he who turned toward it was saved, not by what he saw, but instead by you, the Savior of all. But by this, you even convinced our enemies that you are he who delivers from every evil. For indeed, the bites of locusts and of flies killed them, and no remedy was found to save their soul, because they deserve to be chastised by such means. But not even teeth of poisonous dragons were victorious over your sons. For your mercy brought the antidote and healed them. For as a reminder of your oracles, they were stung, and swiftly they were saved. Lest they should fall into deep forgetfulness, becoming unresponsive to your beneficence. For even neither herb nor lotion treated them. Instead, it was your all-healing discourse, O Lord. For you have authority over life and death, and you lead down to the gates of the netherworld and lead back. But a man indeed kills in his evil. But when a spirit has departed, it does not return. Nor can he release a soul once it is confined. But it is impossible to escape from your hand. For impious men who refused to know you were scourged by the strength of your arm, pursued by rare rains and hailstorms, in unremitting rain showers, and consumed by fire. For, against all expectation, in water which quenches everything, the fire grew more active. For the world fights on behalf of righteous men. For indeed, at one time, the flame was tempered, so that the animals which were sent upon the impious ones might not be incinerated. But instead, that these men, seeing this, might know that they were beaten by a judgment of God. But again, even in water, the fire blazed beyond its strength. so as to utterly destroy the produce of an unrighteous land. Rather than this, you nourished your people with food of messengers, and furnished them with bread from heaven, ready to eat, untoiled for, endowed with all delights and conforming to every taste. For indeed, this substance of yours revealed your sweetness toward your children. But serving the craving of him who received it, it was transformed into whatever flavor each one wished. But snow and ice withstood fire and did not melt, so that they might know that the fruits of their enemies were utterly destroyed by a fire which blazed in the hailstorm and flashed like lightning in the rain. But this element, in order that righteous men might be nourished, forgot even its own unique power. For your creation, serving you, its maker, grows tense to bring a chastisement upon the unrighteous ones, and in a good work is relaxed on behalf of those who put their faith in you. For this reason, at that very time also, it, transformed into all sorts of ways, was serving your all-nourishing bounty in accordance with the will of the needy men, so that your sons, whom you loved, might learn, O Lord, that it is not the various kinds of fruits which nourish a man, but instead that it is your word which preserves those who put their faith in you. For what was not destroyed by the fire was melted, when merely warmed by a momentary ray of the sun, so that men might know that one must rise before the sun to give you thanks and converse with you at the rising of the light. For the hope of an unthankful man melts like a wintry frost and runs off like useless water.